Hey, this is Chris from PleasureMechanics.com. Welcome to this week's Just the Tip episode of Speaking of Sex podcast. Each Wednesday, we share a provocative or fascinating excerpt from one of our favorite books about sex and then have a short conversation about it. At the end of each episode, we offer you a tip or challenge for you to explore in your life. If you want deep, penetrating conversations, keep tuning into our Friday episodes. But for thrilling quickies, we're bringing you a Just the Tip episode every Wednesday. And you'll find our complete podcast archive over at PleasureMechanics.com. This week, I am sharing with you an excerpt out of Amanda Palmer's The Art of Asking, or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Let People Help. If you don't know of her, I'm thrilled to introduce you today to Amanda Palmer. She is a musician and has been called the queen of social media for how she has used new technology tools to rally her fan base together and create a career as an independent musician. She also gave an amazing TED Talk, which was actually one of the foundations of this book that I'm going to share with you. And it's gotten millions of views and has inspired a lot of people around the art of asking. She was the first musician to raise over $1 million on Kickstarter and now is a New York Times bestseller author with this book. And in the excerpt I'm going to read to you, she's talking about her early years as a street performer. She was called the 8-foot bride. She wore a bride costume and makeup and stood up on a box in Harvard Square in Boston and gave out flowers in exchange for donations. And she, in this book, traces this as her roots of performance art and of being seen. And I'll be sharing more from this book in future episodes because when I was reading it, I was really struck by the parallels of her work as an artist and musician and the vulnerabilities of sex and intimate connection, which is, of course, the lens through which I read all books, whether they're about sexuality or not. So as I was reading this, I pulled out several of my favorite pieces of it, and I'll share them with you in future podcasts. But today I'm going to share with you this passage about looking versus seeing. And when she talks about being up on the box, she's talking about her time as a street performer and later as a stripper. So here we go. I wanted to be seen. That was absolutely true. All performers, all humans want to be seen. It's a basic need. Even the shy ones who don't want to be looked at. But I also wanted very much to see. I didn't quite grasp this until I had been up on the box for a while. What I loved as much as, possibly even more than, being seen was sharing the gaze, feeling connected. I needed the two-way street, the exchange, the relationship, and the invitation to true intimacy that I got every so often from the eyes of random street patrons. It didn't always happen, but it happened enough to keep me up on the box. And that's why stripping, even though it often paid way better, when I tried my hand at it a few years later, just didn't do it for me. I was being looked at, but I never felt seen. The strip joint was like Teflon to real emotional connection. End quote. So in this passage, she's talking about the difference between being looked at and being seen. And one way to think about this is we look at objects. You look at an apple sitting upon the table. You don't share a gaze with that apple. You don't share an emotional connection. And when we see one another, we're going beyond objectifying one another and seeing one another as true human beings capable of that shared emotional connection that Amanda was talking about. And I think this is something we all need to pay attention to in our lives because so many of us crave more intimacy and more emotional connection, both with our lovers, our partners, but also with our extended social networks, our family, our friends, and even strangers. And what we all need to do is take the time to see one another, make eye contact, slow down, be in the moment, and see one another as mutual human beings with a full emotional range, with all of our complexities, and love and appreciate one another from that place. And in our long-term relationships, I think we're very prone to looking at one another instead of really taking the time to see one another. We come in and out of rooms, we have our morning rituals, we pass one another constantly without taking the time to slow down and connect. And if we did this even once a day, slow down, take a breath together, look at each other in the eyes, and see each other fully in that moment, so much is revealed to us. That's when we feel that emotional connection. That's when we notice things about our partner, when we take time to see one another. So this is my challenge for you, is to slow down and see the people in your life fully in the moment as complete human beings and share an emotional connection with them. What happens when you draw your attention to this and figure out whether you're just looking at other human beings or if you're really seeing them? And start with the people closest to you, share moments with them, look them in the, right in the eye, and see them fully. And you'll notice really quickly how vulnerable and incredible it is to look other human beings square in the eye and take a moment together. So much comes up in those moments. And then if you want the double challenge, go out into the world and try to create those moments of emotional connection with strangers. Maybe that's your waitress or your barista in the morning, or it's someone you pass every day on the way to work but have never taken a moment to say hello to. See if you can catch someone's eye and just share a smile. It's interesting, you know, Charlotte and I are walking around in the world right now with our baby daughter, who's coming up on 9 months old at the time of this recording. And we are constantly talking to strangers now because everyone loves a baby. And so they come up to us and they interact with our child first. And then we start talking adult to adult. And we have made so many amazing connections out of these moments of seeing one another. And people somehow find it really easy to look at a baby in their eye. And everyone wants to get a smile from a baby. But as adults, we're a little bit more alienated from each other. So see what you can do about that. And go out into the world and really see one another as human beings. So this conversation was brought to you by Amanda Palmer's book, The Art of Asking, or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Let People Help. There are a lot of other passages from this book that I think are really relevant to our emotional lives and our sex lives, so I'll be sharing more of them with you. But if you're ready to read the whole book, you can find a link to it over at pleasuremechanics.com. This is episode 98, and you'll find this episode and all of the rest of our archives over at pleasuremechanics.com. And while you're there, definitely sign up for our free weekly newsletter so you can get a dose of erotic inspiration delivered straight to your inbox. And when you're ready to master new erotic skills and unleash more pleasure in your life, enroll in one of our erotic mastery courses. Our online multimedia courses cover everything from couples massage to foreplay mastery to erotic spanking, and you'll find them all over at pleasuremechanics.com. Use the code JUSTTHETIP for 20% off the course of your choice. I'm Chris from pleasuremechanics.com, wishing you a lifetime of pleasure. Cheers.